The lineups are set for college football's major bowl games. Southern California will play Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, and that will be, in effect, the national championship game. Those teams finished number one and number two in the rankings for the Bowl Championship Series, or BCS. To talk about those rankings and this year's choices, we've called Bruce Feldman. He is a senior writer for ESPN, the magazine. Good morning.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks very much. Is there any doubt that Southern Cal and Oklahoma are the two teams that should be playing for the national title?
Yeah, if you ask the people in Auburn, Alabama, they'll say there's big doubt because they also are unbeaten and they come from the SEC, which is probably the toughest conference of all of them in college football, and they're kind of on the outside looking in. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of discontent with the BCS right now.
As there is almost every year, it seems.
Yeah, they tweak it every year, and no matter what, another problem pops up. Last year, there were 3 1-loss teams, and they had to figure out a way, and they make some adjustments. And really, the only way to solve this would be to have a playoff, and that's something the NCAA college presidents have been so opposed to, but I think, you know, the more and more of an outcry of this, I think it's going to let people think that that's the only solution that they're going to have, and I think people are getting closer and closer to that.
Well, we should mention, I guess, for people who don't too closely follow this, the issue is tradition. College football has always been decentralized when it comes to a postseason. They have all these different bowl games, which a lot of people do like. The solution at the moment is this bowl championship series, and can you just explain the basics? How does that work?
You'll have a coach's poll, a writer's poll, and then a computer formula that's determined by a bunch of different computer systems. And what you get is this BCS, and what it's supposed to really be determining is the top two teams. Because normally in the old system, or non-system as it was, you would have had USC would have played in the Rose Bowl, which is, you know, traditionally been the best team from the Pac-10 against the best team in the Big Ten. Whereas Oklahoma would have gone to the Orange Bowl. So these teams would have never faced off, and Auburn would have been in the Sugar Bowl. So in a sense, it does get one against two. The problem is we just don't know really who should be one and two. I mean, it's college football is not a beauty contest. And right now it's basically reduced to a beauty pageant because it's all on style points. Do you run up the score? How do you look? How do you look when you win? You blow teams out, and I think that's why everybody's kind of scratching their head at this.
There's another award that is due out soon, which could be described, I suppose, as a beauty contest, the Heisman Trophy. Any favorites as you see it?
2 weeks ago, over Thanksgiving weekend, USC rolled all over Notre Dame, which is the most watched game in college football this year. Matt Leinart, USC's quarterback, who's played well all year, had a huge game, 5 touchdowns, threw for 400 yards. Everyone thought he locked up the Heisman. Well, then 2 days ago against their arch-rival UCLA, Leinart played okay, not great, and Reggie Bush, who's hands down the most dynamic player in college football, put on a spectacular show, and I think he may take some votes away from Matt Leinart because they're teammates. And then you have also Oklahoma has 2 favorites, and Jason White, who won it last year, and Adrian Peterson, another dynamic runner. I think if the winner is going to come from one of those 2 teams, too. If I had to guess, I would still say Leinart, but right now nobody knows really what's going to happen.
Bruce, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Bruce Feldman is senior writer for ESPN, the magazine, and also the author of Cane Mutiny, How the Miami Hurricanes Overturned the Football Establishment.